When does a person deteriorate? What I mean is, when does a person become weak, frail, dark, and negative? When does a person become overly critical, not happy, gloomy, and feel hopeless? When does a person become like that? When do we become deteriorated? I think this happens when your thinking is deteriorated. Your thinking is so important. When your thinking is deteriorated, everything else gets deteriorated. That's why in Korean proverb they say, even if you go into the tiger's den, if your mind is straight, if you don't lose your mind, you'll be able to survive. Thinking is that important. The other day I was talking with a person who just retired. So I asked him, how's your retired life? And he said, it's good, it's good. And Muksanin, he said, you know, I do a lot of things and this and that. I just create so many things. I do a lot of things because when I do a lot of things, I think about death less. So hearing him, I thought it was interesting that he was saying that. But I think there is some truth in what he said. There is wisdom in what he said. If you think about death all the time, definitely you'll soon become deteriorated. I mean, when you have a job, when you work, you have to think about your work and all that stuff, career and all that. But once you have so much time, and if you only think about death all the time, you'll soon be deteriorated. I visit many people at the hospital or in their home. You know, I realize one thing very strange. That is, just 1 week before, they were fine. But as soon as they were diagnosed, they become very quickly deteriorated. Soon, very quickly, they become deteriorated. I think it's to do with your thinking. That was what happened at the church in Corinth. When they first heard the message of resurrection, they were very ecstatic. They were excited to hear about this message. They never heard this kind of message before. They received the message very with excitement. When Paul first preached the message of resurrection in Athens, Athens is right beside Corinth, about one hour away. When they first heard about the message of the resurrection in Athens, this was their response. May we know what this new teaching is that you're presenting. It's the teaching of resurrection. It sounds rather strange to us, so we would like to know what it means. So they were wondering what this message of resurrection is all about, because they never heard about resurrection. The ancient people, they didn't think about resurrection. The God is like a God of sea, God of crops, and God of rain, and all that. They knew about this kind of God, but they never heard about God who brings resurrection. They never thought about resurrection. So when they first heard about the message of resurrection, they were shocked, and they were very excited to hear it too. But when Corinthian people, when they received this message of resurrection, they experienced joy, eternal hope. So they experienced the power of resurrection when they received the message of resurrection. But soon, their thinking became deteriorated. They focused more to their day-to-day living. They worried about what to eat, what to wear. They worried about their business. They worried about their children. They worried about their own death. So their thinking became weak. When you think about all these problems, their thinking became weak. When their thinking became weak, everything fell apart. When you look at the Corinthian church, sexually corrupted. They created factions, divisions. They fought with each other. They were divisive. They could not accept each other. They neglected the poor around them. And their spirituality became so self-focused. And their spiritual gifts are not really used to serve other people, but to brag about their own spiritual gifts. They criticize other people who don't have their own spiritual gifts. So when their thinking became weak, their life became dark. Morality, principles, and spirituality. Everything went down the drain. Ultimately, one thing bad about deterioration is one thing bad about, unfortunate about that is they doubted about their resurrection. Their belief deteriorated. At first, they received the message of resurrection, but soon, when their thinking became deteriorated, they were wondering, is there a resurrection? Am I going to be raised from the dead? I don't see that around me. So they doubted about their own resurrection. That was why Paul raised this question. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? They didn't raise this kind of doubt before. But when their thinking became weak, their belief became weak, they doubted about resurrection. When the first Paul preached a message of the resurrection, they received well, so the church was able to be established on resurrection. But when their thinking became weak, their belief became very frail. The resurrection of Jesus Christ and our resurrection, that is a core belief that we Christians have. Without resurrection, there is no Christianity. Without belief in resurrection, there is no Christianity. On resurrection, Christianity is established. If the cross were the end, then there's no point in believing. If the cross were the end, then the evil won. God lost the battle. God is defeated by the evil, the darkness, and the death. And there's no hope for us. The whole theology, the whole Christian thinking are based on our belief in resurrection. Death is not the end. There is resurrection after death. Death did not win. Life defeated death. That's what we believe. Jesus exemplified what our destiny would be. He created the path to eternal life for us. As God raised Jesus from the dead, he will raise us from the dead. People who are martyred, they died with the hope of resurrection. If there was no resurrection, their death is in vain. That was what St. Paul reiterated in today's passage. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain. Your faith has been in vain. My friends, all my life, I've been in ministry. I didn't do anything else. As soon as I finished my school, I started ministry. All my life, I was in ministry. And all my life, I preached about the resurrection. If there is no resurrection, my life is total waste. How many years just totally gone. In vain, I worked for nothing. I lived my life for nothing. My life is in vain. I can feel what Paul was saying today. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you're still in your sins. Then those who also who have died in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. I'm the most to be pitied. All my life, that's what I work for. But believing in resurrection is tough. It's difficult. Because the resurrection is not something that you can prove theoretically or empirically. I mean, you don't see people who are resurrected around us. And theoretically, how can you explain resurrection? But my friend, that is the nature of belief. Belief is not about proof. Belief is different from knowing. Knowing is intellectually convinced and convicted. Belief is spiritually accepting the truth. So knowing is in your limited capacity. As much as you intellectually understand, you can know. But belief is accepting what is bigger than yourself. The good win over the evil. The truth shall set you free. I mean, it is hard to believe these things, but ultimately, justice will prevail. Who said the good will win evil? Who said that? There is no logical necessity because that is in the realm of belief. Who said the truth will set you free? No one said it. No one logically proved it to you. But that's what we believe. That's why we pursue the truth. That's why you pursue what is good. Because ultimately we believe that the good will overcome the evil. We live not only by knowledge, we live by belief. Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Jesus didn't say, do you know this? Jesus said, do you believe this? This is what our Lord Jesus said. Because it is in the realm of belief. Belief is not about intellectually convinced. Belief is accepting the word of truth that is much bigger than our world. Much bigger than what we can process with our intellectual reasoning. So I realized that. Belief is something that you can figure out with your brain. Belief is something you practice. Daily, you practice to believe. That's what belief is. When things do not go well, I believe. When there is no solution I can see, I sit down. I believe. When I cannot see what is ahead of me, I believe. In the evening, I always have time of meditation. Around 9 o'clock, I go into my room. And then I start doing meditation. And then there are all kinds of thinking come. That's when I practice belief. I say to myself, I believe that things will work out. Practice your belief. and see what happens to you. Practice your belief and see what happens to you. You will find something wonderful. When your thinking is deteriorated, your belief deteriorates. You become small. You become locked up in your own small world. Life, you have to live with belief, not with knowledge. When you live your life with belief, your life becomes bigger. You become a bigger person. If you're waiting for the tangible proof of resurrection, you will never get it. Don't even wait for it. How long are you going to live in a limbo? You can accept the resurrection only through your belief. Give all yourself to believe and see what happens. All in. That's what belief is. All in. All the way you believe. When you do that, then you'll be able to see the world is full of resurrection. Every morning you wake up, you see that the new day, that is a resurrection. Every morning I wake up, another resurrection I experience. Whenever you get defeated, you can overcome your failure and rise again. That is a resurrection. Even in hopeless situation, you don't give up. You fight. You pursue what is ahead. That is a resurrection. Everything about life becomes resurrection for you. It's a little long passage, but I want you to hear it. Hear the attitude of a person who believed in the resurrection. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus had made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on towards the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. That's how he lived. That's how the person who believes in resurrection lives. Don't let your thinking deteriorate. Be strong. Practice your belief. Think about the resurrection. Think about it all the time. Don't think about death. Think about life. Steve Jobs said this, thinking that he was wise. Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I have ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Let me tell you a better way. Don't think about death. You'll die. Think about that you will be alive every day. That's a better way. You will be brightened up. You don't live by the fear of death. We live with the power of life. That's what we do.